have a shoe up.
There you go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello! 9, 10, 11. Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Now you could talk.
So yes, so we can give an update from yesterday.
Sure.
So actually, half the people are on an airplane on the way to Santa Fe right now. So doing the podcast is Brody and Garrett and myself.
Yes. So, it is wedding week. Elvis and Alex are getting married this weekend, and we're all going out to celebrate and, of course, do shows.
Yeah. So let me tell you.
We got weird text messages today. I have to say, people are texting and going, hey, is Scotty B gone? Hey, is Garrett gone? Like, yes, everybody's going.
Of course.
Seems like a weird, you know.
Well, it's one of those things like where we've done broadcasts before where some people stay behind and, you know, this ship has to get run somehow.
Yeah.
And we're not figuring out who's...
We really don't care.
We don't care who's running the ship.
The wedding is Saturday, so we don't care what happens on Saturday.
By the way, Greg T, why don't you come and do the podcast with us?
It's very busy.
Can't hear you. Very busy.
He's got fantasy football waiver claims.
Let's give an update on Greg T. So yesterday on the podcast, if you didn't hear the big show today, but you heard the podcast yesterday, Greg T was bitching and moaning how he went into Neiman Marcus to get a shirt for Elvis's wedding, and the price tag was almost $300, and he was like, oh my gosh, I can't spend that money on a shirt.
Not the common man.
Who shops that way?
So then he says he wound up going someplace else and getting a shirt for like $19, whatever.
Yes.
So today, this morning, he comes to me and he says, hey, could you do me a favor? Could you go to Garden State Plaza, which is the mall by my house in Bergen County, New Jersey? And I said, yeah, what do you need? And he goes, I need you to pick something up for me. So first he said it was pants. And I go,
we asked all the questions. Right. So like when you pick up pants, you want to make sure that they were tailored correctly and that they fit, and not they're too loose or not too tight. And Greg T said, no, I tried them already. Which lie number one right there.
So I found out that $300 shirt, he did buy it. And it's at Neiman Marcus, and it needed alterations. It actually needed...
He bought a shirt that needed alterations.
He has short arms. In all fairness, he does have short arms.
He has short arms, but there was $13, these alterations. Oh. So, and $20.
So that brings it over $400.
The shirt was $290. So he gives me... By the way, he texts me a blackened out receipt for this and says, go pick the shirt up for me today. A black and
down.
Here he is.
Hi, Greg T.
Come on in.
He came in with a finger over his mouth, like, don't mention I'm walking in.
A black and down receipt. And he says, I said, T, they're going to think I stole this receipt. It's black and down. No. He goes, all you have to do is say my last name and they'll give you the shirt.
Right. It's all good.
And what if I have a problem?
Then you call me. I had to fill up paperwork, so they have it.
And by the way, you lied to us yesterday on the podcast saying that you spent $19 or whatever on
that's
a shirt.
What I
you spent,
spend.
You spent that much to alter the sleeves.
This is $290, and then it says $13 because your arms are so short, they had to alter it.
No, I went to Macy's and I paid $19.99.
No, you didn't.
That is
this
not
This receipt says Neiman Marcus Paramus.
That's not mine. It's not mine.
I guess you don't need me to pick up a shirt for you.
Well, you have to go pick something up, but that's not for me.
Okay, I have a question. You came in here yesterday and you played it like, who would shop there? Mm. So did you buy the shirt and then think, I'm going to be relatable to the common man? Because there are people who think who would buy this shirt. I'll pretend to be that guy. You bought the shirt. By the time you were here yesterday for the podcast, you had already bought the shirt.
I didn't buy the shirt. It's not my shirt. I don't
know. So Danielle is shoplifting the shirt?
No, I'm not. I have a receipt. It's right here. He's very mad.
He bought it with a coupon from Retail Me Not.
He's mad because he doesn't want people to think he's not the common man.
I'll be honest with you. So after we learned about this earlier this morning, he came to me and he got really angry.
Why?
So what he was doing right there was what he wanted to do on the air this morning and just throw the bit. Saying and deny it. So by
you
him
can't
denying
deny it,
I understand that. But the problem is, that's what he was trying to do right there.
So here's the deal. Look, $290, yes, it's expensive to buy a shirt for every day.
But don't you have those one events in life where
every once in a
while you do splurge?
It's not that common.
But it's Elvis's wedding.
It's not a common thing.
Right.
Yeah, Elvis's wedding. Elvis can afford a shirt like that.
Some people might. Like, I spent a little bit more on a dress than I would normally because it's Elvis's wedding. I would not normally have spent
So Danielle, if you're going to a wedding, let's just say in about 3 weeks, you're not going to spend...
No.
$500 on a dress just because it's a wedding.
No.
You're going to a very special wedding. You're in the wedding.
Right.
It's a dear friend.
Well, you're in the wedding. I get that.
But it's not. I understand his thought process. Do I agree with it? No.
Yeah.
But I understand his thought process.
Yes. So you want to get something a little nicer, but
you were looking at sneakers.
Yeah, I was looking at
You were looking at nice.
Did
sneakers.
You spend more on sneakers?
No, I needed purple. That yesterday's conversation was I needed purple shoes.
Right.
I went to three malls. Nobody had purple shoes. And by the way, purple is not maroon.
No.
Purple
no.
is not burgundy.
No.
Excuse me. Do you have any purple shoes? I've got these blue shoes that have like a violet tint to them. I need purple. Well, how about these burgundy shoes?
No.
I need purple. I don't understand. I need purple. Couldn't find purple. So I just Googled it and I ordered. I couldn't decide. So I Googled, by the way, Amazon has the worst search engine imaginable. Anything you search for on Amazon, half the results are nothing like what you search for. So I searched for purple men's dress shoes. One of the first things that came up was purple sneakers, which are not dress shoes.
Right.
But they were leather, unlike the ones I had originally. So I'll show you the pictures. So I immediately sent them, I showed my wife. Then I sent them to Skiri, get his opinion. On the sneakers.
Yeah.
And then I sent him a pair of dress purple shoes.
Yeah.
He said, well, he loved the sneakers, and then he saw the dress. He goes, oh, I like those even more.
Oh.
My problem is, I probably will never wear those dress purple
shoes
again.
But you'll wear the sneakers.
I'll wear the sneakers again. So I have to figure out the balance now between, like, let's say wearing the sneakers, they're a 7. But a 7, I'll wear again. Or do I get the 8.5s?
You're not going to grow into
them.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh. Elvis is
not size. I wear 12.
Elvis said he's wearing sneakers to the wedding.
Yeah, but it's his wedding. And you know the sneakers he's going to wear.
But purple fancy sneakers is not. Are they fancy?
No, they're leather Pumas. They're nice, but they're not like fancy. They're purple, though. We're supposed to wear loud colors.
Yeah.
No one's looking at my feet. Truly, no one's looking at me.
You wouldn't wear purple shoes again with like a black suit with maybe just to give it a little something.
I would wear a black suit if I was going to a funeral.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not wearing purple shoes to a funeral.
Okay.
I don't wear suits. I don't dress up. So I don't wear fancy shoes ever. Okay. I wear sneakers every
day. Sell them on Poshmark after.
No. So I'm having them. They're both being shipped to the hotel.
Oh.
And then I will model them for Gandhi. She said she wanted to see them with the suit to see which is more palatable.
Gotcha.
And if not, I'll wear the sneakers Friday then.
That's good.
Skiri says to me, well, whichever one if you wear the shoes, you just return them afterwards.
No, you don't.
Please, you don't wear. First of all, you can't return shoes because they scuff on the bottom.
Yes, idiot.
Dumbass.
I love him, but come
on. And also, dishonest.
Why don't you keep both? And like they said, wear the sneakers on Friday and wear the shoes on Saturday.
Well, because if I could wear the sneakers on Saturday, I could return the shoes.
Are they very expensive?
No.
So then just keep
them. No, but it's still money.
Keep them.
Oh, look at Garrett. Oh, look at big talker.
Speaking of money, you're going to be mad at me.
Go ahead.
So remember my son likes different baseball players. We are a Yankee family, but he likes Cody Bellinger.
Yeah, he's weird.
So we got a Cody Bellinger
jersey.
It's going to be
a weird World Series.
No, we got a Cody. Yeah. We got a Cody Bellinger
jersey. Right,
and
they spelled his name wrong. Bellinger.
Belliner.
Oh,
no
Belliner. Right.
So we returned it, and I know you said you should have been upset. You should have blah, blah, blah. Got another one in the mail. Same thing.
Belliner?
They forgot the G. And
it's the same shirt. Yeah, they probably sent you the same one back.
And it's MLB. No, because that came while I was sending the other one back.
Are you shopping on MLB?
MLB.com. So
it's their player.
I wasn't going to shout him out, but that's who it is. So I called and I said, listen, this is the second time this has happened.
It was his birthday. His day's ruined.
It's his birthday. I don't know. She goes, well, we're going to take that down off the website for now until they fix it.
So the whole box is spelled
wrong? Yeah. So that's what they think. So I'm going to send I had to send the shirt back, which I did today, and they're going to refund me the money. And I said, so what am I left to do about my son's present? And she said, you can wait until we repost it on the site,
or you can order
it someplace else. And I said, if Brody knew about this,
okay,
he would be.
Everyone listening to this podcast who listens to the Brooklyn Boys knows.
Even is not even,
you need free dessert.
You go to the Dodgers, that's where you go.
They
the
go,
Dodgers website.
You should, first of all, tweet at him, let him know that MLB is screwing up. See if he sends you a jersey.
Ooh.
Second of all, so you should have done that on the air.
And you go through Fanatics.
I have the picture.
Okay.
So I can tweet it at him.
You should have at least gotten a $50 gift card because it's 2 weeks now since his birthday, and they've messed
two
up
weeks,
twice.
2 weeks? It's more than two
Whatever
weeks.
Whatever it is, the kid was all he was looking forward to was going to school. Kids made fun of him.
Yeah, they did.
One kid punched him.
Oh,
Like, yeah, that's what you do.
But see, by you telling her this, this takes away the story then. She can't use that story.
I'm going to tweet at Cody Bellinger.
No, I'm saying he got punched. He got punched on his way to school.
Did you punch Danielle's son?
I would if I saw him wearing that jersey with OG.
Well, you know, and the funny thing is, wait, and my favorite thing is, the first time I called about this, they said to me, because I said, oh, he was wearing it, and someone noticed the G was missing and pointed it out to him. Well, ma'am, he already wore it, so, you know. And I said, whoa. I said, he wore it because he didn't take it out of the package and, like, look at it and make sure everything.
Well, you would assume.
He's a big fan, though.
But he was so excited he put it on.
You would assume,
He just put it on.
I get it.
You know? I got to, let's be honest here. You got the knockoff replica jersey with
It wasn't, though.
Yeah, it was.
It was $100.
No. Okay, the real jersey's $250.
Okay, well, I'm not spending $250 when we're Yankee
fans. Well, you spend $250, you get a G.
Okay, no. Bullshit. Hold on, I'm tweeting out Cody. Hold on.
Yeah. So,
Danielle, we have friends over at Fanatics that we could call over and tell your problem. And
good, because I need the Mets blue home jersey with my name on it.
No, bullshit. What? You ain't getting nothing.
I'll pay what?
You can't ride on her coattails.
Don't you ride on my coattails.
You have no coattails. You dropped the ball. You're a terrible mom.
You beat up her son.
That's right.
You got him a bootleg shirt from Canal Street with no G on it.
It was MLB.com. And I was
not. You sure it wasn't MB.com? It was a letter missing?
I was not going to even tweet them out or anything. Even Sheldon, my husband, was like, yeah, give them the benefit of the doubt. It's MLB. You order from them all the time. But then, when it happened the second time.
Even more reason.
And, you realize, and I was like, bullshit.
I bet if you go on Twitter right now and put and search for MLB.com or at MLB shops, whatever their Twitter is, and Belliner, other people have had the problem because obviously the whole shipment is wrong.
Yeah.
The people working in the sweatshops probably were like, Belliner.
Yep.
I mean, who's packing it up?
I barely know her.
Yeah.
And it's not like Bellinger has two L's or whatever.
They got that right.
So you would think that, okay, if they forgot one L, okay, you forgot the damn G. His name's not Belliner.
Right.
Like, it's crazy.
They got you twice.
Yeah.
I would have been screaming and yelling. I'd own MLB at this point.
I know. And I said, what do I do? And then I already packed it up. I'm like, shit, I should have had Brody do this. He would have gotten me like
I would say I've gotten about $600 in credits just this week. Just this week.
You did?
Uh-huh.
On what? What did you do?
I got $460 from DirecTV.
Okay. Elvis is actually paying him to go to the wedding.
Yeah. Yeah, in case anything goes wrong, I'll hook him up. The pigs in the blankets were cold. That ruined the wedding.
I'm going to go ahead and doubt we are having pigs in a blanket.
We are, because I asked.
Did you?
You can't have a wedding without pigs in a blanket.
Are we having
them? That's the thing that a lot of people
It's the number one thing asked for by men.
Well, yeah. Oh. Elvis and Alex do have, you know, the
foo.
They have that, but they also have the, you know, pigs in the blanket lifestyle.
Right. There'll be caviar on the pigs in a blanket, but they'll still be there. You dip them in like a Bernays sauce.
I don't like that. That foo-foo stuff, I'd rather just have the pigs in the blanket.
Dude, caviar sounds fancy. You know what it is?
Tastes disgusting.
No, it is. It's
eggs. It's fish eggs.
It's fish eggs and semen.
Not bad, guys.
You're taking the fish eggs from the poor fish. They don't even have a chance to hatch.
Please.
Like we do with the chickens.
Yes. I sometimes feel guilty about that. Sometimes when I'm eating a fried egg, I think, you could have been a chicken.
If, if Nemo didn't find his parents, they would have been
what?
That.
Nemo is not the type of... You know.
You don't know that.
It's sturgeon. I don't know who decided sturgeon was going to be the... Let's take that fish's eggs. Somebody had to eat, like, every fish's eggs before. They were like, this is it.
This is it.
Like, lobster. Lobster used to be what they fed the poor people.
It was like the bottom level of food.
Right, it's the water bug of the ocean.
Now it's, like, so expensive.
My problem with lobster right now is the fact that Gandhi's boyfriend, when we went to go to Maine... took a lobster and then started chasing my son, my four-year-old son, around with the lobster.
The live lobster?
Yes. So my son now sees a lobster.
He's petrified.
And he doesn't know if it's alive or not and wants to know if he's going to be attacked by it, thanks to Brandon.
Thanks, Brandon. Well, you remember what happened with my son with the lobsters. When he was little, Spencer, we would go to ShopRite and we would visit the lobsters in the tank. And when there was less lobsters, he'd get all excited because he thought someone adopted them.
They got out.
So we wound up going to a party at one of our friends' houses, and they served lobster. And they had them on the plates, and they were dead. And so Spencer turns to me, and he's like, Mom, they don't get adopted, do they? And I had to tell him no, and it was the saddest moment.
The saddest thing is he's 18.
No, shut up. He was little. He was a little kid. I felt so bad. I'm like, oh.
Santa brings them to the North Pole with him.
Oh, no. Could you stop it?
Mention lobsters up in the North.
I feel like you're talking about lobsters and caviar. It reminds me of Greg T's shirt for $300.
Who's not talking to us anymore now?
I got a pocket That's square. Right. I got such a deal on a pocket square.
You did?
Yeah. $4.
How'd you do that?
I went into Men's Warehouse. They had a discount rack, and the pocket square was the exact color I needed.
According to Scary, you're gay.
Yeah, pre-folded. According to Scary. Hey, listen, he pushed back. That's not my fault.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Yeah.